Proclamation number 8725 of 14th of January, 1964. The spring vouches for purest water of life. You never need to fear that the spring of the water of life dries up when you want to draw from it to refresh yourselves, because already this will opens it and lets my love stream flow in incessantly, at which all of you men are to refresh and strengthen yourselves. And the food is always offered to you, which you need for your soul. Because I know about their needs, and I cover them, because I love you, who come to me yourselves to let yourselves be fed and watered. And this intake of food should truly be and remain the most important thing for you, and you would not regret a minute, which you use for the salvation of your soul, when you could one day see the effect in the spiritual kingdom, when you enter this richly laden with spiritual treasures and can now work with it for your own happiness. But it will always mean for you an act of self-conquest as long as you still live in the world, from which you first had to break away to now seek out and find the source, but which amply compensates you for your conquest, for the change of residence, which you carry out when you exchange earth with the spiritual kingdom. But what is offered to you at the spring, from which the living water flows out, that is such sufficient food for your soul that it must inevitably mature, because it is a direct receipt of light and power. It is the transfer of my divine word in direct form to a man, who hopes for the right food for his soul at the source of all life. He will always be offered what he needs, his thinking will always be stimulated and directed towards profound truths which he cannot receive anywhere else than from me myself. In truth, his soul will be offered food which is unsurpassable in its nutritional value and which already makes up a part of his happiness when he enters the spiritual kingdom after the death of his body. But the intellect will always cause inhibitions for man because he cannot follow into the area, which is opened for him at the source of life, because always only the soul is receiver of the water of life, and this will only after long work make the intellect willing and able to receive for the spiritual material, which it receives directly from me. And that is why man must muster a great willpower to go the walk to the source, which I have opened myself, despite the secret resistance of the intellect, and he must first have received a measure of food for his soul, before he now can also cause the intellect to take part in the knowledge, which is obvious result of the love current, which flows incessantly out of the eternal source of light and power. Then the resistance will decrease, because the intellect of a man, whose soul has become strong through the supply of right food, will no longer resist to accept the spiritual knowledge as truth, and man will now also want to pass it on. He will also try to draw the attention of fellow men to the source, to lead them that they likewise refresh themselves with the water of life. Only where I have opened a spring myself can you men accept this pure, life-giving water. The word of God is offered to you in all purity, unadulterated and clear, as it has taken its start from me. And you are to praise yourselves blessed that you have found this spring, that you are willing to lie down at it, to bend down and to draw in order to strengthen yourselves for your pilgrimage across the earth. You can never again become powerless, because the water keeps its power, which you are allowed to draw, because it is my love radiation, which touches you and which helps your soul to perfection. And I will never let a spring run dry from me where weary travelers gather to be strengthened and refreshed by me myself. And therefore come to me all you who are weary and burdened. Take the path to the source and receive strength and fortification from me, for in all your hardship and suffering you need help, because you alone cannot overcome them without my assistance, and because this can always be granted to you if you turn to me yourselves and thus enter into living contact with me. Therefore come to me and you will not regret it, for what you receive from me is of inestimable value, because my love distributes to you an immeasurable amount of light and strength and grace. Amen.